The news in detail now with Karen Creed.
As the Russian invasion of Ukraine enters its seventh week, further evidence of apparent war crimes by Russian forces has emerged. The evidence was collected on the ground in Ukraine by Amnesty International, which said the reports include instances of extrajudicial executions and other unlawful killings, which must be investigated as likely war crimes. Saoirse McGarrigle reports.
Amnesty International has published what it says is further evidence of apparent war crimes committed by Russian forces. Amnesty crisis response investigators said they conducted interviews with more than 20 people from villages and towns close to the Ukrainian capital. The testimony included reports of deliberate killings, rape and widespread intimidation by Russian forces across the Kyiv region. Agnes Kalamar, the Secretary General of Amnesty International, said the testimonies show that unarmed civilians in Ukraine were being killed in their homes and streets in acts of unspeakable cruelty and shocking brutality. She said that as horrendous accounts of life under Russian occupation continue to emerge, the victims in Ukraine must know that the international community was determined to secure accountability for their suffering.
Later today, the United Nations General Assembly will vote on a US resolution to suspend Russia from the UN Human Rights Council. The action is being taken following reports of gross and systematic violations and abuses of human rights by Russian troops in Ukraine. Western diplomats say they are confident they have enough support among the 193-member General Assembly to adopt the resolution. And this morning, NATO foreign ministers are resuming discussions in Brussels on how best to arm Ukraine against a renewed Russian attack they expect to be launched in the east of the country. Ahead of the meeting, the Ukrainian foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, appealed for more military help.
The more weapons we get and the sooner they arrive in Ukraine, the more human lives will be saved, the more cities and villages will not be destructed. And there will be no more butchers. This is my message to the allies. It's very simple. And I call on all allies to put aside their hesitations, their reluctance, to provide Ukraine with everything it needs.
Warehouses might be used to house people arriving here from Ukraine amid growing concerns about a shortage of accommodation, RT News has learned. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin told a meeting of the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party last night that more than 20,000 people from Ukraine had arrived here since the 25th of February. The government believes that there could be up to 30,000 Ukrainians here by Easter in just under 2.5 weeks' time. The government's carbon budgets, which set limits on the level of greenhouse gas emissions, were passed by the Dáil last night without requiring a vote. The chairman of the Oireachtas Committee on Climate Action, Brian Leddon, described the outcome as a milestone. Sinn Féin had signalled it wouldn't oppose the budgets, despite its long-standing and vocal opposition to carbon tax increases. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
The last Cairn Corla, Catherine Connolly, said a vote wasn't necessary on the carbon budgets, as fewer than 10 deputies opposed the measure. Members of the Rural Independent Group had sought, but failed to secure a vote, including Matty McGrath, Danny Healy-Ray, Michael Healy-Ray, Michael Collins, Carol Nolan and Richard Donoghue. The passing of the budgets was warmly welcomed by the Green TD Brian Leddon, who said it was of particular significance given the latest climate change report from the UN's IPCC was published only this week. The chief executive of Friends of the Earth Ireland, Oisin Coughlan, told RT News this was the first time the Oireachtas has adopted binding short-term climate pollution targets and, crucially, it was done on an all-party basis. That was only possible because Sinn Féin signalled it wouldn't oppose the measure, even though party leader Mary Lou MacDonald repeatedly called in the Dáil this week for the pending carbon tax increase to be scrapped. Paul Cunningham, RT News, Leinster House.
The number of people over the age of 75 who are on hospital waiting lists now stands at 84,000. New data released to the Sinn Féin spokesperson on health, David Cullinan, show that outpatient lists are up 36,000 on 2014 figures, with inpatient lists rising by more than 3,000 over the same period. A man has died in a single vehicle road incident in County Tipperary. It happened in the townland of Gary Duff, 6 kilometres south of Tipperary town, shortly before 10 o'clock last night. Scientists in the United States believe they found the first fossil remains of a dinosaur that died on the day a huge asteroid collided with the Earth. Researchers working at a dig site in North Dakota have found a perfectly preserved dinosaur leg, complete with skin and mixed in with the debris from the asteroid impact. Robert De Palma is the lead scientist at the site.
Dinosaurs and the end Cretaceous impact are two things that are absolutely linked in our minds. And to see them physically linked at that site was such a goosebumpy feeling, because that animal probably witnessed the end of the Cretaceous. How much better can you get than that?
And now the weather forecast.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For efficient, consistent, evenly dispersed heat throughout your home, choose Grant's Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
It will be blustery at first this morning. There'll be clear and sunny spells across the south of the country. Cloud and scattered showers in central and northern counties will gradually move south, and the showers will give way to clear and sunny spells this afternoon. There'll be a cool northwest breeze today with highest temperatures of around 10 degrees.